Save big on everything when you shop at Menards. Give your walls the most advanced protection with Pittsburgh's Paramount Interior Paint and Primer in one. It's scuff, scrub, and wear resistant, while also blocking stains and delivering true one coat coverage. Choose from thousands of color options and refresh your space for spring. View our entire selection of paint and accessories today on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer to find great deals happening this week. Save big money at Menards.
The story takes place in 2016 on a nice warm summer day. I was out for a walk, enjoying my time off from school and work, just getting some fresh air. Any time away from work and school was a good day for me. I didn't like the job I worked at very much, and I was a bit of a loner in school, and I didn't have many friends. I would get bullied quite frequently, so that right there, I suppose, would be more than enough of a good reason for me to hate school. Anyways, I don't want to get off topic here, so back to the story. I was walking through this trail, and I had been walking for just over 5 minutes, I'd say, when all of a sudden, I heard something in the woods. I genuinely didn't think much of it at all, as it most definitely wasn't uncommon to hear a squirrel, or maybe a bird or something every now and then. The sound continued for at least a minute, and the longer time went on, the more muffled the sound would become. Whatever it was clearly moving in the same direction as me, but much faster. I kept walking, still not thinking much of the situation. I was approaching a curve in the trail that took a sharp left turn, and almost as soon as I made it past the curve in the trail, that's when I saw him. There was a guy that was dressed up as a clown. I paused for a second, and I stood there just looking at him. He was standing directly in the middle of the trail. I don't know if you guys know about this or remember, but I'm sure you do. Just in case you don't, I want to briefly go over it. Back in 2016, there was a huge trend going around where people were dressing up as clowns all throughout the world, especially America. Most of them were just harmless teenagers who were being angsty and trying to scare people and get a good laugh or whatever. But there were people out there who had much more devious intentions. I've also heard some pretty horrible things that happened on the news, where clowns had been caught trying to kidnap or even physically harming innocent people. Anyways, I was taken aback by this when I saw the clown face to face, but I didn't want to seem like I was scared. Because if he did have ill intentions, which honestly I highly doubted at the time, I didn't want to give him what he wanted, which was to scare me, obviously. He didn't seem to be armed either, so I was sure I could take him should he try to pull something crazy, like try to hurt me or whatever. We made awkward eye contact for a moment, and neither of us said a word. Not until I worked up the courage to ask him who he was. "Hello, who are you?" That was all that was said. At this point, I realized it was probably time to go. The man was staring at me still and hadn't moved a muscle. He then began walking towards me, and I took a few steps back. Remembering that I didn't want to seem scared, I said screw it and began walking towards him as well. As we were getting closer to each other, my heart rate increased more and more. He seemed to stop when we were right next to each other, but I kept walking, all while not looking back, not even once. I then chuckled to myself when I realized I fully made it past him and he was completely out of sight, because I realized I got all worked up for nothing. Anyways, I finished with my walk and I didn't see the clown again for the rest of my walk. Fast forward to the evening, I was sitting at home making dinner, when all of a sudden, I thought that I heard something come from outside. I opened the sliding glass door that was in my living room and stuck my head out and scanned my backyard with my eyes. Nothing. There was nobody at all in sight. There were many blind spots that someone may have been hiding, mind you, from where I was positioned, but I chalked it up to be just my imagination and that I was overthinking. I shut the door and locked it and continued making dinner. It couldn't have been more than 2 or 3 minutes later that I heard an aggressive, heavy-sounding knock that came from my kitchen window. I quite literally jumped out of fear and I hit my head on the cupboard that was above me. That was when I legit started to have a panic attack. Let me tell you, I didn't know fear until this moment. This was by far the most frightened I had ever felt in my life. I grabbed the knife that was sitting next to me on the counter, and I tried to look out the window, but it was too dark for me to see anything at all. I rushed to my back patio light and I turned it on immediately. The second I turned on the light and before I was about to open the sliding glass door, I saw him. It was the same clown from earlier. He was standing right there on my back patio, only a few feet away from me. Looking back, I wish I would have ran out there and stabbed him or something, or at the very least scared him off, but I didn't. It's hard to say what you would do in a certain situation until you're in said situation, trust me. I ran upstairs to my room and I locked myself in the bedroom and proceeded to call the police. The knocking sounds continued and I could hear them all the way from upstairs. I had no idea who it was or why they were harassing me or how they even knew where I lived. But something tells me, even still to this day, that it was someone that knows me. Which makes it all the more personal and scary if you ask me. I waited for the police to get there, which felt like an hour. They actually arrived fairly quickly though and made it here in less than 10 minutes, give or take. The knocking continued and it grew louder and louder as time went on. Then I about shit myself when the clown started laughing in this very delirious, insane type of laugh. I literally thought I was just waiting to die. I thought that at any second, the man was going to break in and attack me, that I was going to have to put up a fight. I thought to myself over and over how if he really wanted to, I'm sure he could just break through just about any of my windows in the house and let himself in that way. Finally, I heard police sirens in the distance, and they finally arrived only a handful of seconds after. One of the officers knocked on the door, and I rushed down there immediately to let him in. Of course, looking through the peephole first to make sure it wasn't the clown. I let him in and I spoke with him while the other officer searched for the clown. I couldn't believe it, but the clown was gone. Out of sight and out of mind, I guess. That's the way I like to look at it, because I haven't had a single incident ever since with any more clowns. Or anyone at all, for that matter. Sometimes, even thinking back about this story, I can't believe that this in fact happened to me. You never think something this horrific will happen to you until it does. Things could have ended way differently hadn't the cops shown up so quick. In this case, these cops legit saved my life. My name is Edgar, and this happened last year. I was walking to a nearby carnival that was going on near my house last summer to meet up with my friends. The city has been doing this carnival for us every year, ever since I can remember. And I like to go at least once or twice a year. I'm one of those kids that likes to stay inside and play video games in my free time, so it's nice to get out and do something that's actually fun for a change. The town I live in has nothing fun to do at all, there is almost nothing to do. And all the other cooler and bigger cities are over an hour away. And I don't have my license yet. Nor do I have a whole lot of friends that would be willing to do this kind of stuff with me. Most of my friends are also introverted themselves, and we would much rather play our video games online, rather than actually go and hang out with each other in person most of the time. As antisocial as I am, though, it's in our human nature to socialize. I get quite bored sometimes just sitting at home, so this was supposed to be us friends having a nice evening. When I got there and I found my friends, Nathan and Oscar, we rode some rides, played some of the carnival games, and even got ourselves some snacks. It was quite fun and we were all having a good time. After a little while, we kind of ran out of things to do, so we started pondering the idea of leaving and just going home. Nathan said he wanted to stay a little bit longer before we left, and I was okay with that, along with Oscar as well. "So what do you guys want to do?" I asked. "Well, we could go see what's going on over there in that tent," Nathan said. There was a circus tent that we hadn't explored yet, and that was going to be the last thing we did before we took off, I imagined. So we headed over there, and when we got inside, we saw that there were a group of clowns performing on the stage. They were dancing, juggling, and one of them was riding a unicycle. We decided we wanted to get closer to the stage, so we made our way up to the front. After watching them for a little while, we were getting bored and we were about to leave. But just before we were about to leave, the clown that was riding the unicycle slipped and fell. And his red clown nose fell off and landed right next to me. I hurried to pick it up and I put it in my pocket, not thinking too much about it. I figured he had plenty more of those sponge-like noses, so I didn't think twice about taking it. And I really didn't think that the clown would care. He got back up and continued performing like nothing happened, after he made a quick joke about falling. I didn't think the clown noticed I picked up his nose until he turned his head and made prolonged eye contact with me. I thought that was weird and it kind of made me uncomfortable, but I figured he was just messing around. I told Nathan and Oscar that I was ready to leave and they agreed. Nathan's mom was already waiting for him in the parking lot and Oscar had to walk a completely different way to get home than I did, so we said our goodbyes and off we went. I took the clown nose out of my pocket and I was playing with it and just looking at it, because I had never seen one in real life before. I thought it was kind of cool that I had it because it was kind of like a souvenir for me to keep. Suddenly, I heard a slight chuckle. I had already been quite a ways from the carnival and all of the people. Or so I thought, anyways. It really spooked me and jump scared me at first. It wasn't like a normal laugh, it had more of a sinister tone to it. It was extremely creepy. When I turned around, all I could see was a dark, shadowy figure that looked like a person. I shined my flashlight over towards them, and almost right away, I noticed that it was one of the clowns from the carnival.
"I believe you have something of mine,"
the clown said. The way he sounded when he said that was just absolutely petrifying. He barely sounded like a human. Almost like an entity or a damn demon of some sort. Now, I'm not saying he was a ghost. All I'm saying was, I knew right then and there that something horrible was about to happen. I slowly backed away and told the clown that I didn't have anything of his and to please leave me alone.
"Well, if you aren't going to give me my nose back, I'm going to need yours then."
After that, he took out what looked like to be a Phillips screwdriver and pointed it at me. It was at that exact moment that I started running, as fast as I could, and I didn't look back once, literally. I ran through the woods rather than taking the road home because I knew a shortcut through the trails that led into my neighborhood. That might have been a risky move on my part, but I was thinking in the moment, and I made a split-second decision. I'm not even sure how long he chased me for because that's how fast I ran. He was a bigger guy, so I doubt he could have ran as fast as me anyways. I told my mom exactly what happened when I got home, and she told me we should call the police. We called them, and they showed up to our house, and we talked about what happened to me. They said they couldn't do much, as they had no idea what the man looked like. That really upset me, because I feel like there was something we could have done. That clown most likely worked for some company that we could call and get a hold of, so we could find his real identity. But we were never able to find out who it was. I definitely won't be going back to that carnival ever again. This story also takes place back in 2016 in the clown era. I was sitting at home one night, lying in bed, looking at my phone before bed. It was late, and it was way later than I would usually stay up, but I remember that night I couldn't sleep for whatever reason. But luckily it was the weekend, so I didn't have to be awake at 5:30 in the morning the next day. I was lying there about to drift off to sleep when all of a sudden I got this strange feeling that felt like I was being watched. Evidently, I'm not insane and my intuition was correct, because when I put my phone down and looked around my room, as my eyes glanced over my bedroom window that was right next to my bed, I saw the face of a clown peering at me with his face up against the glass. Now, of course, this scared the living shit out of me, and I immediately screamed. I ran out of my room, and I went to find my dad. He was actually awake, to my surprise. Probably because he heard me scream from across the other side of the house. I told him how there was a man dressed up as a clown in our backyard, and that was why I screamed. I've always been terrified of clowns, but man, this mask that he was wearing was quite creepy and disturbing. It almost didn't even look like a mask. It was all too realistic. My dad, of course, ran outside looking for the clown, and he looked around outside for over 5 minutes. But there was no one to be found. Not a single clown or person in sight. My dad told me that I was just having a bad dream and to go back to sleep. But I told him I wasn't dreaming and that I was sure that there was really a clown there and that I'm not just losing my mind. There was no way it was a dream because I wasn't even sleeping. Besides, there was literally a whole entire outbreak about these clowns going on, all throughout the country. It kind of angered me that my dad wasn't taking the situation very seriously. I went back to my room and I grabbed a knife along the way, and I kept it beside me while I lied awake in bed once more, trying to get my anxiety straight. I even put a blanket over my window, that way the clown wouldn't be able to see inside, should he have come back. I lied there for just under an hour, I would say, and I started to feel better about the situation. Maybe I was just dreaming, I thought. Even though I could have sworn that I hadn't fallen asleep yet. Sometimes weird things happen in our sleep stages, and I'm aware of that. So I let myself believe that it was nothing, and that I was just letting it get to my head. Then, as I was finally managing to drift off to sleep for once, I heard this very light and faint tapping sound coming from my window. I immediately awoke in fight or flight mode, and I gained the courage to peek outside. I moved the blanket over to the side, and I poked my right eye out of the window, and I saw a man standing there dressed as a clown. I couldn't see exactly what he was doing, but it looked like he was trying to open the window. He was most definitely trying to kidnap me or something, no question about it. At this point, I knew I wasn't dreaming for 100% certainty. I didn't scream this time either, and I wasn't sure if he had saw me or not. I was hoping that he didn't notice that I saw him this time. That way he wouldn't be spooked and run off again. I rushed all the way to my dad as fast as I possibly could. He was sleeping this time, but I awoke him within seconds of arriving in his room. He followed me to my bedroom and looked out the window where the clown was, and there he was. The clown was still there, trying to break in. "Holy hell," my dad said. My dad told me to stay put and to call the police. Then he rushed outside, and when he found the clown, he was no longer by the window. He was standing directly in the middle of our backyard with a bat in his hand. My dad charged at him anyways, and the clown braced himself, ready for my dad's attack. As my dad got close enough, the masked man took a swing right from my dad. And somehow, my dad managed to tank the hit to his side and disarm him. My dad started beating the literal hell out of this guy and was half near killing the man by choking him. My dad let the weird guy go, and only a few minutes later the cops arrived. We explained everything we could, the best we could, to the police, and they even went searching for him. But as far as I know, the police never turned up with him. We never had another incident like this ever since. I think that clown got the message from my dad loud and clear. I wish that weirdo would have gotten arrested, though. But the most important thing is that nothing happened and that my father was able to protect me. I was only 14 years old when this happened, so that's why I couldn't really stick up for myself so much. My dad really is a true hero.